We're kicking off Thursday's edition of CNN Student News by defining lame duck Congress. This is the session between an election, last week's midterms, and when the newly elected leaders take office in January. Congress's lame duck session began yesterday. It's considering bills on government funding, tax breaks, fighting Ebola in West Africa, arming rebels in Syria's civil war. But a lot of eyes are on President Obama. He's been considering taking executive action, making controversial changes to U.S. immigration law, and he may act during Congress's lame duck session.
I believe that the president continues to act on his own. He is going to poison the well. When you play with matches, you take the risk of burning yourself. And he's going to burn himself if he continues to go down this path. The American people made it clear election day. They want to get things done. And they don't want the president acting on a unilateral basis.
But while Republicans and some Democrats have urged President Obama to wait for Congress to take the lead on immigration law, he says he's waited long enough.
For a year, I stood back and let him work on this. He decided not to call the Senate bill, and he couldn't produce his own bill. And I told him at the time, John, if you don't do it, I've got legal authority to make improvements on the system. I'd prefer and still prefer to see it done through Congress, but every day that I wait, we're misallocating resources, we're deporting people that shouldn't be deported, we're not deporting folks that are dangerous and need to be deported. So, John, I'm going to give you some time, but if you can't get it done before the end of the year, I'm going to have to take the steps that I can.
Decades ago, the word immigration conjured up images of boats at Ellis Island, of course, the Statue of Liberty. Today, it's a different story. The issue's more heated, more politicized, more complicated. Immigrants are now entering the U.S. from every corner. Miami to Seattle, L.A. to New York, and especially along the Mexican border. We're talking more than 40 million immigrants in the United States right now, both legally and illegally. That's roughly 13% of our population, making America the number one destination on Earth for immigrants. So, who are these new arrivals? Well, about a quarter or 11 million are undocumented, a number that's increased almost year by year since 2000. Of those who become legal residents, you'd probably guess a lot of them are from Mexico. You'd be right, 14%. But you might be surprised to find out the next two leading countries of birth for new U.S. residents, China and India. Those are the two most populated countries on the planet.
The high today in Rossholt, South Dakota, 17 degrees Fahrenheit. But it's not stopping the Raiders. They're leading off the roll today at Rossholt High School. Moving west to the Battleborn State, we've got the Cowboys watching at Chaparral High School. Hello, Las Vegas, Nevada. And on the Pacific Coast in Astoria, Oregon, we're rocking and roll calling with the Astoria Middle School Vikings. For the first time ever, a man-made spacecraft, like from Earth, has landed on a comet, not from Earth. The announcement and celebrations from the European Space Agency. Yesterday, scientists working on its Rosetta mission say their probe made contact with the surface of Comet 67P. The probe weighs about 220 pounds. It's equipped with several experiments that would test the surface of the comet and what happens to it as it approaches the sun. But this wasn't a perfect landing. Some of the spacecraft's landing systems didn't properly secure it to the comet. And because it takes a while for information to make it from the comet to Earth, scientists are hoping to find out more about the landing today.